Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 3, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." We often read the Beatitudes, but do we really understand them? Consider the poor in spirit for a moment. The truly poor of this world often rely on someone else to provide their needs. Spiritually speaking, the poor in spirit recognize their spiritual poverty. They will admit they are in such a condition. They will rely upon God to meet their own needs. As a Christian, we must humble ourselves enough to recognize when we are in such a condition. Let us understand that without God, we are nothing. We are lost and without the blessings of the kingdom of heaven. Oh, how truly blessed the poor in spirit are because of their dependence upon God. Two of the seven churches in Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3 illustrate this point for us. The church in Smyrna was in tribulation and poverty, yet Jesus said they were rich. On the other hand, the church at Laodicea thought they were rich, but Jesus said in fact they were poor. The difference the church at Smyrna was that they depended upon God, and whereas the Laodiceans thought that they had need of nothing, they thought that they could do it on their own. What is the blessing of the poor in spirit, though? It is the kingdom of heaven. It is the reign of God in lives, and every benefit and blessing that results. It is the door to the kingdom of heaven. Again, in considering the church at Smyrna in Revelation chapter 2, Jesus stated that those who are faithful till death would receive the crown of life, and that those who overcome would not be hurt by the second death. Are you poor in spirit enough to say, "Lord, I am ready to do anything that you want me to do"? And then are you willing to look to God's word for the answer, to find it and then obey it? Are you willing to do this to enter the kingdom of heaven? We may think we are happy in this life, but we shall never know true happiness until we surrender to the will of God.